Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Tori Piskin Part 2 episode. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her new comedy special entitled Prettiest Girl at the Learning Disabled School. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. And I forgot to turn the light on, but we're going. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, comedian Tori Piskin.
Woo! Oh, right. Oh, wait, you clap, right?
Yeah. You know why I do the three there?
Because what?
You know why I clap three times right before I come into this
yeah.
area? It helps me with editing. When I edit, because the only editing involved with this is the iPhone at the beginning.
Oh,
and so
okay.
I know when I go clap, clap, clap,
right.
I cut there, and then it matches up with the audio.
Oh, I thought it was more of like that slow clap you were trying to do, like...
Like an autistic thing? Like
yeah,
a, like
yeah.
an autistic thing?
Yeah, autistic.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of autism.
Autism, yeah.
Autism, autistic. We can say that.
So welcome back to the man cave.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you that... You know, this is really, you asked us, how's the smell? You said you did a deep clean. And I said.
Did I really ask you that?
You did.
I'll be honest,
I did. And then you said, I said, this is more than just a man cave. And you were so happy by the compliment I gave you.
Yeah, I get really, I kind of get
Don't
my head
be.
About it. I've
it
been
smells,
here 18 years, Tori.
18 years? Wow. I mean, this is more than just a man cave. This has memories.
That changes.
I was gonna give you a compliment. I was gonna say, oh, it's like it smells like a Bed Bath and Beyond.
You mentioned that. Keep
right.
on that
but
tangent.
Then it
I like
feels
that.
Like I'm in. You know, if I ever got like sick, or I was like about to be murdered or something, I would like want to come here. This feels very homey. Like I feel like if I was going through a breakup, I would want to stay with you for those like few days. I gotta like get out. You know,
There's literally nothing. I don't even have a kitchen.
It just feels homey. Maybe it's you. You're giving off.
Can I tell you in my defense? Or no, to support that.
To support
I always say
it.
In my defense.
Don't
but to
defend.
Support that,
in
I
your,
light
yeah.
a crap load of Palo Santo and right or, and sage.
Sage.
Yeah. I always clear the. I always.
Oh, that's.
And
also,
the air.
I feel the sage because when I come in here, I always feel really energized. I mean, the two times I've been here, I feel energized. And I'm not one of these like LA
you,
bitches
so
where
you're,
I'm like,
you're keeping
shit.
It 100 right now.
I'm being 100. When
Dude,
I come
I like
in
what
here.
Right now. You're doing. You're good doing
I
good thing.
Swear I come in
usually
here.
Usually people insult me. Other comedians have insulted me, right?
Well, fuck well, them.
Insulted this space.
You know what?
We're not going to mention any names, right? Okay.
Well, you know what?
But you're doing the opposite. Keep doing what you're doing.
It's homey.
Thank
it's
you.
It's very like, yeah, it feels like a place I'd want to go if I was in distress.
Is it? Would it have to do?
Maybe it reminds me of like a my, like it reminds me of like a little bit of a childhood.
Well, my dad's ashes are in here.
Right, I was here last. Maybe that's it.
My dad's here. My dad's ashes.
What's your dad's name again?
Robert.
I'm sorry, what was
Robert,
his name?
Robert Lee.
Robert Lee.
This is the Korean way to do it. Can you go, just go, 안녕하세요 and bow.
안녕, am I saying 안녕하세요?
안녕하세요.
안녕, I'm dyslexic 안녕. And have a New York accent.
Okay.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, just
안녕.
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 해세세요
요 안녕하세요 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 Sorry, I didn't mean to do the accent.
That's fine.
You gotta do the accent.
I like your New York sweet twang. The New York is coming out. Yeah.
Well, okay. So okay. one, two, three.
Yeah. So
I feel it.
My dad's goat.
And then that's your dad. That's a photo of your dad, right? Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's Robert. I feel it. Oh, that's kind of, I feel it. He's coming to me.
Mm-hmm. And your folks are still alive, right?
They're still alive.
Can I give them a little?
Shout them out.
Can I shout them out?
Shout them out.
Is your doctor a lawyer? Is he a doctor?
He's a dentist.
Speaking of dentists.
What's going on?
A lot.
Uh-oh. Should we take a look? I mean, I'm not.
It's like a fear of mine. Maybe.
Oh, you have a fear of dentist?
I let my teeth fall out.
Oh, that's like, so bad.
If I just show your dad this.
That's
if
bad.
If I went into his office and I go, Mr. Piskin, and he goes, what are we dealing with?
Yeah.
And I just do this.
Oh.
I'll give you an example because this is what I do every week.
Okay.
And don't judge me, okay? Because I'm going to be honest
I'm not
with you.
Judging you. I'm a very non-judging person.
This is what I do,
Let's
Tori.
What is that's tobacco?
This is tobacco.
Oh.
And I'm going to keep this in for at least 30 minutes.
And what does that do? That gets you high?
No.
What does it do?
What planet are you from?
Let me just tell you something. I don't really do drugs.
Yeah.
I'm really I'm too anxious to do anything. So I don't even know what that is. I won't even try
it. Okay, think of...
I've seen baseball people do that, right?
See, now you're on the right path.
All right, now I'm on
it's
the right
track. It's no different than...
Middle schoolers that can't get cigarettes and baseball.
Exactly.
It's
the same thing as...
So that's just
smoking,
nicotine just
it's tobacco.
Moisturizing your
it's
mouth
chewing
right
tobacco.
Now?
It's tobacco. Except you're just putting in your mouth opposed to smoking.
Yeah, that's going right to the gums.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go to medical school
I know,
realize
but you
that.
You understand what's going on with my teeth now, don't
this
you?
This is bad. You gotta stop.
I fall asleep sometimes with this.
What? Like, you fall asleep?
These teeth
falling asleep with tobacco in your mouth
yeah.
is like as bad as like you giving a blowjob and then them falling asleep. Those are just as bad.
How could you even compare that? Is that a fair analogy?
Yes,
there?
That's a very fair analogy.
Since you're on it, what are other unattractive things men could do?
Oh, there's a lot.
Like coming from a New Yorker.
Okay.
Because I know more like real with your thing, with stuff.
Oh, yeah. So things that guys do that's unattractive. I'm just thinking.
I got two that I want to.
You already have two?
Well, I'm going to ask.
Okay,
Does hygiene matter?
If they're hot and they're like fuckboy vibes, it doesn't even matter if you smell.
Okay. I've heard that terminology.
Fuckboy?
How do you define that?
A fuckboy?
What does that really mean?
Okay, I've had a lot in my past. There's one in particular I'm thinking about. It was kind of like a year-long fuckboy romance where I like knew nothing was going to happen.
Are they buff?
They're not buff. Their body can be any shape or size. Their dick can be any shape or size.
Okay,
fuckboys can be any shape or size. Their penis can be any shape or size. It's the energy they give up. It's why you say fuck boy, because they don't give a fuck about you. They look at you like, and they say things like really confidently with like no like like nervous inflection. It's just like, yeah, I want to see you tonight. What are you doing? No, I can't. I'm busy. Like I one time during this year long thing with this fuck boy, I would like he never came to me. Like never once did he leave. Clinton Hill. I went to him and the amount of times I would be like, I'm not going. Every time I would show up, I would go there. Never once did I really see him before 12 a.m.
Wow.
Why did I do this? Because he would say these things to me in that tone. It's the tone.
So give me an example.
You look hot.
Do the tone.
I'm doing the tone.
Okay.
You want me to do it to camera or to you?
I'm Tori.
Okay.
So role reversal. I'm you.
Okay.
What's his name?
Well, I don't know.
Let's just say Tony.
I don't want to fuck someone named Tony.
Brad.
Ugh, I know someone named Brad. I can't.
Devin.
What about Dylan?
Dylan.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Dylan.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah. Hi, Dylan. How you been?
What's up?
So you didn't return my text messages. I texted you 2 hours ago.
What, do you want my ass? I know you want to be.
They're like the cool guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're cool.
They're cool. And sometimes they can't even look you in the eye. Do another question.
Okay. So I thought we were going to we had dinner plans.
Dinner?
Oh, my. That's arrogant. They do that. They look away like that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, okay, this is my favorite part of this fuckboy guy.
Is this a New York? Is this an East Coast F-boy?
Yeah, this was an
F-boy. This is not an L.A. guy.
We'll try to get into L.A. version.
So this is a New York, specifically New York F-boy.
So this was my favorite part of this fuckboy, Dylan will call
him. Okay, okay.
So I went to his house one night, and now I show up early. This is the first time I've ever showed up maybe like 7 p.m.
So they all have houses? They're not.
He lived in an apartment. He had a nice job.
Okay, okay.
And so by 9 p.m., we like had sex, and then by 9 p.m., he's like, I'm really hungry. And I was like, me too. Now I'm thinking like we're going to go order food. He just starts making dinner for himself. Just makes dinner.
Oh,
for himself, okay?
I'm so sorry, Tori.
Wait, this is...
God.
It wasn't even good. It was like dry chicken you would feed like a dog.
But you're there.
I'm there.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the couch and I'm watching Love is Blind. And I didn't say I was hungry. That's the point. We're on the couch and he's like, I'm hungry. I thought we were going to get up and change,
Seamless. I'm so sorry.
So then, wait, but he did offer. He did offer.
Shame on you.
He did offer one bite.
Dude.
And that's the thing. We go, well, he offered a bite. See,
Tori,
that's what
I am
do.
So sorry. I feel so, that is horrible.
It was horrible.
That's bad.
It was bad.
You know what? He's selfish.
Yeah.
That's self-centeredness right there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
No, why are you... Are you attracted to people like that?
I used to. I have a boyfriend now.
Good.
You have a boyfriend.
And I hope he treats you better than that.
He cooks me dinner, yeah.
Can I give him a shout out?
Oh, no. He doesn't like to say his name, but you can just call him the boyfriend.
The
He's very
the
private.
The BF.
Yeah, the BF.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Cool. He treats you good. He
treats me good.
Does he take you out to dinner at least?
Oh, takes me out to dinner.
Okay.
Treats me good.
Okay. Now, I have... A pretty, I don't know if it's a big community, but I do have a small community of
boys?
They may or may not be a part of the incel community or just single dudes.
Okay.
But they sometimes ask me, dude, bring up the micro penis.
Oh, I've had one of those.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so think about the story.
I guess I've been a slut now that
But be sensitive towards the community.
Micropenis.
That community.
I'm going to be honest about this. This might make micro penis community. This might make you feel so good. You might have to record this, what I'm about to say, and listen to it every day like a mantra.
Okay, so was it like...
It was a little bigger than that. Do you have any other props?
I'm sorry. Okay, so that's a skate tool.
Maybe this big?
Okay,
Wait a minute, that looks pretty big.
Okay. Yeah,
sorry,
years. I think we're all not on the right page.
No.
No. Let's really clarify what that is.
Should I tell the story?
Yeah, just tell the story.
All right, so this is like early 20s. And now listen, at this point, I'd been single. Okay, early 20s. And now you might be like, Tori, maybe you just haven't seen a lot of dicks in your life at this point. Still to this day at 31, that was a micro penis I had.
It was.
At that point in my life, I probably seen a few, not that many, four, three, not that many. So I went in to the pants.
Wait, hold up. Give us more context. Was it a date or what?
No, it was like a hookup in college.
So this was in college?
Yeah, it was
in college. Okay, keep going. Then go.
So I put my hands in the pants. And you know when you're like, oh, you can't feel it? So you're like, I'm on the wrong side. You know, I must be on the wrong side. So you put your hand on the other side. And then I go, but where? It wasn't on the other side.
Oh, no.
And I just was like, I can't move. I was like trying. It was very, I couldn't figure out which side. And then... I just was like, well, I didn't know it was a micro penis. I just remember being like, oh, like it's so small.
Was it like a Skittle?
No. It was. It's hard. This was like 10 years ago.
Let's agree on this. It's like maybe 4 M&Ms put together.
Maybe that, not this part.
Yeah, but just that. That's fine. Give them an inch at least. At least give them an inch. Thank you.
For the micro penis.
Okay. That's fine.
But here's the thing.
Was he soft or was it erect?
I think it was hard.
It was okay.
Because we ended up having sex.
But
it wasn't bad. It was actually really good. I'm just telling you. Did that make you feel better, people? It actually was really good. It was great. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even matter what they do. I don't know why it was so good.
So, just look at
that
the camera.
That was my first lesbian experience, I guess, really.
If I happen to have some supporters that may be in a part of that community, that should give you guys, y'all, hope, right?
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Yeah, micro
penis
community.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't
community.
Really matter. It's all about, like, how you work your thing, right?
Yeah, micro penis community. Like, it's really just about, like, how you work it. And that's,
yeah,
it
that's
was
it.
Good.
And then
yeah.
So you didn't, he wasn't self-conscious about that.
I don't think
anything.
He knew.
He didn't know. So this was on your head.
Yeah, but still to this day, every year I like kind of rethink about it. I'm like, was it that small? And then I'm like, no, it
you
was.
You think about it from time to time?
Time to time.
Wow. So this is all East Coast?
Yes, East Coast.
Now, on the West Coast, have you dealt with the F-boys and the micros on the West Coast?
Oh, I have dealt with the fuckboys. Mm-hmm. I hooked up with like a fuckboy during COVID.
Mm-hmm. And are they different? How are they different than the East Coast? We'll try not to curse. We'll just call them F-boys for now.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Okay.
So the F-boys on the West Coast are different than the East Coast guys because are they more pretentious because they're trying to do entertainment and everything?
Maybe, yeah. I haven't really met, honestly, I can just think of one person, but I knew him from the East Coast, so I don't want to.
And he moved out here.
Yeah, so I don't want to say.
How about this? Are men on the West Coast more pretentious than the East Coast? Are they like more full of themselves because they're trying to be like either in a rock group or an actor or
yeah
whatever?
I don't like particularly like my boyfriend now lived in New York for a couple years. Mm-hmm. Which I was like, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how I need someone to understand comedy or like comedy. Mm. If they're gonna date me,
oh,
they also
absolutely.
Have to like live in New York at a certain point. They can't.
Why
just,
is
like,
that
because I'm so New York. I grew up like
what defines a New Yorker? Is it an attitude or is it the way you guys think?
It's more just like a New Yorker is someone who I think like speaks their mind, which I really have
I
noticed.
Like that.
People in LA don't speak
they
their
talk
mind.
In circles,
and if
man.
They do, they say like the stupidest thing.
Or they talk in circles.
Or they always introduce, like they always tell you who their friend is based off like their occupation and like what they can do for
right.
you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is my friend and like she works in casting and like, oh my God, or like she's a manager and like she manages this person or she's this person's assistant.
And people don't like that. People aren't like that in New York?
Not at all. No, you tell someone, you introduce someone by what their problem is.
That's
you're
there's
like,
a huge
oh my
difference.
God, like she's going through a breakup. Mm-hmm, she's kind mm-hmm. of an alcoholic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Her parents are really rich, so we can go to her house in the summer on the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. But like, I kind of hate her, but she's my best friend since elementary school because we went to Chapin together. And then they're like, oh my God, Kelly, you look amazing. Like, that's
yeah,
the difference.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So how did you acclimate to this lifestyle being on the West Coast now? Because you're a New York girl.
I'm a New York. I mean, luckily I had a lot of friends that lived, New York friends that lived in L.A., but here's, mm-hmm. okay, I had a very L.A. conversation with a guy, not trying to date him, who lived in Silver Lake.
Okay, that's where I first moved when I came
okay.
here.
Okay, so the people in Silver Lake, I'm trying to think, it's not like if people who are listening from New York, they're not like Bushwicky artsy people, they're like beyond that. Like, I don't know, Silver Lake people are just like, I don't know. They just like kind of talk like this.
Are they all in indie rock bands?
Yeah, indie rock bands. That's the vibe I get. Like cinematographers, right? And make like videos like that are upside down. You know what I mean? So I like that's what they do. They want to make films that no one understands. But like, I want to be a famous director, and I see their film. I'm like, what is it about? They're like, that's the point.
So is it like artsy fartsy crap?
In Silver, like I had a guy tell me.
Yeah, because it used to be dangerous. There used to be gangs and graffiti.
These guys aren't
dangerous. No, it changed. When I lived there early 2000, I was scared to go to the taco truck.
Oh, no, no, no.
But now it's all the, it's kind of like.
So this is what this guy once said to me. I was like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he goes, oh, I really want to laugh. I just haven't in a while.
Oh, God.
And then he goes.
Barf.
And then he goes to me, no, but you know. And he had long hair, so he's pushing his hair back.
They all
want to
be like Beck or something.
Ryan.
They all, yeah, like a lot of those guys want to be like, they're like, you know, like the Beck vibe, or they're a songwriter. They're in some band, like on a indie label.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Yeah. Well, why does it bother us? Why does that bother us?
I think it just bothers me because I want people to be like honest. Like, I feel like in New York, we're like honest about our like artistic struggle. Like, oh, like I really want to make it. And they're like, I don't have no money and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I feel like in Silver, like they like are like, they act either like they're successful or they don't ever.
Or it's,
like,
they're beyond that. They've transcended.
Someone in Silver Lake can make an open mic sound like it's a fucking like Broadway show. You know what I mean?
That's a good analogy.
They're like, yeah, I did this comedy show last night. But a New York version would be like, oh my God, I did this really shitty open mic. There were two people there. The LA version would be like, it was really intimate. I really got to like connect with the audience and I was like flowing.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's a huge difference.
They just make everything sound better. Yeah. When I'm like, what are you talking about? You said like a shitty ass room.
Now, what is it hard to survive out there? Let's say if somewhere to move, they're from the West Coast or Cali and they want to go to New York. I mean, it's hard to survive out there.
I think
there.
It's hard to survive.
How do people get by?
I don't
y'all know. Hustle, though.
You got to hustle. Yeah.
Peanuts. Peanuts. peanuts over here. Peanuts.
I love that.
That's
your
no,
thing.
But that's,
what do you think of like Home
Alone?
That's the
thing I noticed. That's the thing I noticed. When I was out there, one, I knew this. I'm like, oh, I'm walking too slow.
Oh.
People were like, they're like, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
This was in the morning. And I'm like, whoa. And I had to walk to the side. And then I like look up and this guy was, that's where I got, this is really happened. Peanuts. Peanuts over here. Peanuts.
Right.
Selling peanuts like at 7 in the morning.
Right. That's what you got.
And I'm like, wow, these people are like hustling.
You're hustling.
They're like, every second matters.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think I'd be able to make it. No. I don't think I'd be able to survive.
Yeah.
Plus, how about this?
What?
You guys really experience the winter.
Yeah, we're.
The cold.
But it's kind of nice because then you have a reason like not to go out or like be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So you mentioned before, I like the way we started this off because, you know, we started off light, but I really want to get, you've been working hard on something, haven't you?
Yes.
And it's your special.
Yes.
Can we talk about
that? Yeah, let's
that?
Talk about it. So I just filmed my special in New York. Which was now, I guess, like, it was November 8th, and I did about 40 minutes, and I remember, so I, like, self-produced it, and I remember, like, having a conversation with my boyfriend a year ago, actually, mm-hmm. and being like, I really want to put on a show, and I want it to be, like, my stand-up, but I want it to be, like, more than just that, because I do, like, videos, too, so I was like, I need to, like, I want to, like, incorporate it, and he had, like, just met me, and he was like, well, you have a lot of ideas.
So you're saying this to him?
What?
You're saying...
Yeah, I told... No, I think that's what he was probably thought of.
Really?
No, I don't know. But anyway, what I'm saying, it was exactly like a year ago. But then I was like putting together the special and my stand-up. But as I was putting all the jokes together, I was like, I want to make it different than just like... I don't know, just like a stand-up with a mic. So I basically hired like an art director... And
for
I
your special?
Yeah. And I have all these frames behind me. And then when I say certain... And then... Because my special is really about, like, growing up in New York City and, like, having dyslexia and dating, like... And how my dyslexia affects me to date fuckboys because I'm, like, insecure how smart I am. Mm-hmm. And then... So anytime I would have a joke, this, like, picture frame would, like, light up.
Oh, so you get visuals with
it. Yeah.
Right. To give it more context.
Right. So I had, like... I say I went to like a school for people with dyslexia, mm-hmm. and one time we had James Gandolfini come to the school to speak to like make us feel better.
Yeah.
And so I had this like frame of him, and then it would like light up and show him.
Oh, that's cool. That's
so it was,
cool.
It was almost like it was like stand up, but like Broadway show.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. Yeah. It's more of a performance and a visual. There's visuals involved.
Yeah.
Is there musical elements involved too?
No. I mean, that'd be fun. It'd be if there was like a poof or a beep when like the light turned on with the photos. I mean, I could do that in post because I'm editing it.
So
but
you know how to edit too?
Yeah.
Okay, so who taught you how to do that?
I taught myself.
Okay, this is interesting. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, on Premiere?
I taught myself on Final Cut when I was... No, I learned Avid, which is, like, old school.
Oh, dude.
You know Avid?
Yeah. Okay, they had cool. Avid machines back in the day.
Yeah. So I learned that in college, one semester.
Yeah.
And then after school, I taught myself Final Cut. And then
On the Mac?
And then I taught myself Premiere.
Okay. And then you just, you're on Premiere now, right?
Yeah. So I've been doing it like 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how good are you with the program? Do you know how to
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I move fast.
So what, how do you, because I know the basics.
Right.
How do you do?
You got to know the keys.
So you have a keyboarding, like a whole.
No, I don't have one of those like light.
Do you have like keyboard, is your keyboard set up for editing?
No, not one of those.
Oh, but you know all the commands.
Yeah, I know
commands.
The cuts. I know the commands, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Do you know how to put animation or?
I don't know how to, like, make them, but I know where to find them so that it looks like I made it.
Okay. So there's packages you could buy, like, you could
download. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay. Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah.
So it's pretty straightforward. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, because I've had other comedians on here, like, how long does it take normally to get to the point where you're at? Like, doesn't it take hours and hours of hit and miss? Like, to get a special craft this thing.
So I guess, a year ago, I'd been doing stand-up, I guess, like 7 years? I don't know. It's hard to remember because I took a year off during the pandemic. I did like one or two, like three shows. But at that point, I had, you know, a lot of jokes, but I feel like a lot of them were like bits didn't really like go together. I had like two... or like a minute bit about like dyslexia in my school and it was funny. But then I kind of like wanted to craft it where I was like, okay, like, you know, how do I relate dating to like me being dyslexic? Like, I just didn't want everything to seem like, oh, just like here's one joke about seven different things.
Right.
So I kind of just wrote all my jokes on like a Google Doc. And then once I started doing that, I was like going back to old jokes and seeing if that worked or like extending some jokes. Like the James Gandolfini joke I've like had since like I was 10 because it happened to me. So basically, he came to my school to make us feel better about having a learning disability. And he like spoke at my school.
Cause this is pre-Sopranos?
He had like just left Sopranos.
Okay, gotcha.
This was like the high.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Height of his career.
Right.
And like we'd always have a lot of motivational speakers come to the school.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the speakers had like nothing to do with our disability. We had like a breakdancer come in with no legs.
Okay, how do you do footwork?
You know, he was breakdancing with his hands.
Oh, so he did all like 90. Yeah. Windmills with this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not judging it. I'm trying to visualize.
I was 10 years old. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
That's really, because I'm just trying to think of it, the visual of it. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
Because that's all upper body.
Right.
He must have been really strong.
He was really strong.
Yeah.
But I think he probably was confused, too, because he's like, oh, I heard I'm performing at a disabled school. He probably looked at our feet and was like, I think I'm at the wrong school.
So he'd
do
his footwork with his hands.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like that, and then he would.
Right.
Like do like a 90. Like he would do a lot of
hand springs. A lot of hand. Human big muscles.
Like hand
springs. So he came out in a wheelchair and then he pushed himself off with his big muscles.
Did he do like a roly poly?
I don't remember that.
Okay, I just think because that would be dope. Like if he came up in a wheelchair and then
Look him up, see if he's like still around.
Well, that'd be dope if he rolled up on stage and he just did a, like a ninja roll.
Right.
And then you'd be like, whoa. And then that would be the captivate the crowd.
Right,
like,
that would have, yeah.
And then he, you know.
I think we were just amazed whatever
What's
he was
his
doing.
B-boy name? I will look him up, too.
I have no idea what his name. I was like 10 when this happened. Okay. I have no idea what his name
is. Well, if you remember it in passing, just
Okay, maybe I'll look it up.
All right, continue with your story.
Oh, no. So I was saying we had all these speakers, and then James Gandolfini came, and we were like, oh, what is this fucking guy going to say?
Yeah.
So he gets up there in the auditorium in a room full of, like, I don't know, 200 students. And he's like, you know, I was like, I was like you. You know, I had dyslexia. I tried. I went to college. I went to Rutgers. But once I found acting, I realized, like, meh, you don't really need school.
That's real.
Exactly. Yeah. And we all were just like, yeah.
Oh, did you guys applaud?
We were applauding him. The teacher was like, relax, relax.
What grade were you in again?
Fifth grade.
And you guys were applauding at that?
Yeah, we were excited.
Now, did he plant a seed? Just
no. He knew he fucked up because he was like, he went like this. He went, oh, shit. I mean,
anti-educate. He went anti-school.
Yeah, but he was trying to make us feel better about the fact that we had dyslexia. But when he said that, he was like, you don't need school. But then he forgot we were in school.
But, dude, in a way, if I heard that, that would make me think at that early of an age. Maybe because a lot of people go to college and they don't really do anything with it.
Right.
Or they spend, you know, and then they owe, you know, the loan, student loans.
Right, yeah.
So maybe he could have saved them a lot of heartache.
He probably could have. So his son went to the school, too.
Oh, Gandolfini's son.
Yeah, yeah. And he was, like, younger than me. Did
he look like him?
He was, like, really young at that point. But I DM'd the son in the hopes that he would, like, come to my special. Because he's, like, famous now, the son. He's like,
what does he do?
He's an actor. He's an
of
actor.
Of course he's
yeah,
an actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. So I DM'd him being, like, I think I was like, your dad was such a badass. I'll never, because I was like, oh, be specific. Maybe he'll actually open your DM. I was like, your dad was so crazy when you're like such a badass when he came to our Churchill School and Center. And when he said we didn't need school in the year of, I think, whatever, like 2005 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he never got back to me. He didn't show up at my special.
Can we give him a little message, a shout out then? What's his name?
I don't know. We should look at, I don't know what his, James Gandolfini's son.
Can I guess what his name is?
Sure.
Charles?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What do we know?
Yeah, well, my intern right there. Go ahead, Chels. Look it up real quick. But in the meantime.
Michael. Okay, Michael.
Michael Gandolfini.
Gandolfini, yeah.
Michael Gandolfini.
I really hope you watch my special when it comes out.
Yes.
Because your dad was a really huge influence.
Yes.
And he was so honest at the school when no one else was.
So what? So you were influenced you watched The Sopranos?
At that point?
Or just in general.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the New York thing, did you grow up with, like, The Godfather and, like, Goodfellas and stuff like that?
No. I was watching, like, Gossip Girl, to be honest. I just wanted to be a slut like them, but I was too nervous.
What's Gossip?
Gossip Girl was...
Yeah, what is that?
It's both books about girls going to private school in New York City
right.
and having, like, drama and doing drugs.
Can I throw another curveball at you? What about Mean Girls?
No, that had nothing to do with New York.
I know, but you didn't grow up watching.
Yeah, I watched that.
Like, enjoy that?
Yeah, I watched. Yeah, I
okay.
Liked
it. So is that similar to, like, Mean Girls?
No, that's
because I bought that on iTunes. I like it.
No, wait, where did we go here? I'm so confused.
I'm so
mean
sorry.
Mean Girls.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to make a parallel. Like,
are you trying to? Do you have an ad for Mean Girls?
No. I don't have an ad. I just, you know, things are popping because I buy random iTunes movies for the $4.99. Some of them go on sale.
Oh, okay.
And I'm always looking, and that happened to be one of the weeks. I'm like, I'll buy that.
You should watch Gossip Girl. There's a TV show.
Okay, where's it? Where does it play on?
I think it's on Netflix, actually.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you didn't grow up with gangster movie. You just kind of watched your own thing.
Yeah, I just watched Gossip Girl.
What about comedians that you looked up to? Joan Rivers,
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah, Joan Rivers. I love Joan Rivers.
She's got a great documentary about her.
I saw her. Or I saw her documentary. And I saw her live.
What'd you think about the documentary?
I thought, very inspiring.
Oh, well, she's such a go-getter, isn't
she? She's such a go-getter.
Yeah.
And, you know,
trailblazer.
Yeah, and she, like, never stopped working.
Till the end.
Really, till the last facelift, yeah.
She was still doing stand-up till the end, too. She was going to casinos.
She was always afraid that it was, like, gonna end.
Now, what are some things you could learn from Joan Rivers as far as her trajectory as a comedian?
I think that even when she had, like, the height of a point of her career, there was always, like, a bad thing that happened. You remember? She was, like,
she was on
the
reality TV show.
Yeah, but even before that, when she was, like, younger in her, like, starting out career, She was doing like a late night set.
Yeah, she did Johnny Carson. Johnny
but then
Carson.
Remember, he like kicked her off.
Yeah,
for
Johnny
some
Carson
reason?
Did because she got her own show.
Right, right.
And that he saw that as betrayal.
Right.
But see, but that's the thing is,
and
like,
then she that show ended. I can't remember why, but something like happened. Yo, her husband committed suicide.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So she's been.
And not only that, her husband was her manager.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Now, a lot that there's a huge theme here. So in order to be successful, do you kind of have to step on other people's heads? Because in a way,
yeah,
like maybe unintentionally, she stepped on Johnny Carson's head. But if you were presented that opportunity, would you take it?
Yeah, exactly. I think he was jealous.
You think so?
Or I think he didn't want the competition.
So you would have to kind of compromise a little bit of integrity in order to be more... would you say opportunistic? Like if it's an opportunity to escalate your career, you're gonna hurt people, right?
Right.
So do you think that's the way to be successful?
That's not the way I am, because I'm kind of a people pleaser. Maybe I need to be more of that.
Right.
I'm too people pleasy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you need that kind of characteristic? In order, like, because Joan was like,
I think you need a little bit of it.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Thanks for your honesty. Thanks for saying that.
A little bit of like, I don't give a fuck. Or I think sometimes a lot of famous comics, maybe, I don't know all of them, but a lot of them had such troubling childhoods that like them saying, getting 1,000 no's is like, all right, you're going to say no to me, fuck manager. My childhood, I lived in a garbage can.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think.
That's their defense mechanism.
Tough skin, yeah.
Right, right. I get that.
Like most people, comedy attracts people that have had like weird backgrounds. I think now.
No, I'm presenting more like, okay, let's say you and let's say a fictional comedian that's your best friend, right?
Okay.
Let's say her name's Gloria.
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 Never met a comic.
Gloria Smith. I just came up with that. Gloria okay. Smith, she's your best friend, but you're both auditioning for the same thing.
Yeah.
And... Do you just, like, if you're both at the very near the end zone, do you just, it's cutthroat, right? It's either her or you.
I mean, it's not like we're fighting in a ring. I think it's just like,
but
we're
if you're in a career-wise, you are, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
But so you wouldn't hold back.
Well, what do you, like, what,
I mean,
you mean
would
talk
you,
shit about
no,
her?
No, I'm not talking shit, but I'm saying you would try your heart. Like,
yeah.
would you hold back
no.
just so she would get it?
No.
You would just go, you know what?
I'm gonna
fair
be
game.
Like, yeah, fair game, and like whatever they want, they're gonna pick whoever did the best, just whoever fits the role better.
But you would try your hardest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would
of
set your friendship aside because this is business now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's putting my friendship aside. I think it's just like you doing your best.
Mm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that's the better.
You're doing thing. Your best. I was more like, because I, you know, I'm sure there's like, in the comedy world, I'm sure there's instances where like there might be a little jealousy and envy, like let's say these two comedians, they both started at the same time,
yeah,
but one just networks better, right?
I mean, there's a lot of that. There's
so how do the people that don't know how to network good, how do they cope with that? Because that's when a lot of resentment may kind of
yeah
arise.
How do they cope with that? I mean, the thing I do whenever I'm like frustrated about something, I just am like, well,
do you work harder? Like,
yeah,
how do
work
you do
harder
it?
Yeah. Cause what? No one's gonna like the comedy
god
isn't gonna come and like rub my back. And be like, it's okay.
Yeah,
something's gonna happen. Like you have to be like, oh, I'm looking out for myself.
You know what? I think I'm not gonna even say any names because I've had comedians here.
Yeah.
Let's keep it like hypothetical. I'm sure a lot of successful comedians we know, they at one point in their career they had to do. Some gnarly, you know, there was a moment prior where they had to go, oh,
yeah,
I gotta do it, or
right,
you know, to even though like it might have hurt someone else's feelings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That's I guess that's part of life, huh?
It's part of the comedy game.
So, do you think that it's even worse in comedy because it's like, because there's, you know what, back then, let's say in the 80s or 90s, there weren't as many comedians trying to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I think there was other things.
Like what?
Like, sometimes I wish I was back in that day because I'm like, oh, they're just, right, there wouldn't be as many comics.
Well, like, let's say females, for instance. There weren't
right.
as many females. Like, let's be
right.
real.
But then when you listen to podcasts of people who did do comedy in the 80s, females, it sounded like it was much more It was just sounded harder for other reasons. Like you were getting harassed and
or typecasted, maybe.
Yeah, typecasted. Yeah.
Like let's bring up Roseanne for instance.
Yeah, or you were still waiting for like the networks to see you. Where now people are like, those comics, the older comics, when I listen to their podcast, they're like, now it seems easier because you can just do your own thing on TikTok and Instagram, which is true.
That is true. And back then they didn't have that.
Right.
So it kind of levels out the playing field.
But now I also feel like there's so much
content.
There's so much content.
What do you think
about?
And
it feels like I'm never doing enough.
I know.
Right now I should be making a TikTok with my feet while I'm doing this podcast.
So how do you keep up? Like, I don't like where it's going with the social media.
It's exhausting.
The shorts. Now I realize, because there's YouTube shorts.
Yeah, yeah,
so
they're trying to get us.
What's this? No, 10 years from now, it's going to be 5-second clips. Like, boop, boop, boop.
I think it's going to go back.
Go back to what, long form?
Yeah, like because solo, like, you know, low rise pants and bell bottoms are all coming back. Just like that's what's going to happen with content.
So do you feel a pressure to keep up with the Joneses?
Yes.
Like, how do you cope with that?
I'm exhausted.
So how many, let's throughout your day, how many TikToks or Insta stories do you make, let's just say, on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it depends, really. Like, I try to calm myself down to, like, when I did my special a week later, I was like, oh, I haven't done anything. Like I was still doing stand up, but I was like, I haven't done anything. And my boyfriend was like, you just shot a special last week. But like our mind is like, you always have to be doing stuff.
More.
Yeah. More,
you could
more,
be
more.
Editing something else for something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just feels never ending. I've tried to do it now where I'm like, I'm just going to do the videos that like I'm, because I think with my videos, like Instagram, whatever, I put like a lot more energy into like than a 15-second video.
Into what? What are you referring to?
Like my Instagram.
Story, post, what? Reels?
Story, reels. Because I recently.
So there's a difference. Is it a reel or is it a story?
Okay, so my stories, I'll just talk to the camera if I see something funny. Like that has no like editing, just kind of happens.
Mm.
But if I make, like recently I've been doing these like character videos.
I'm sure, yeah, that I see the trend. Like, there's a trend with that. Characters.
Right.
Yeah.
So that I'm like, oh, this is the guy that, this is your friend that lives in Silver Lake. So with those videos, I take like a long time to do. I write them before.
You write it out. It's more well thought out.
And the thing is, it's more well thought out. I shoot it. I edit it. Because the thing is, I want to be like happy with the stuff I'm putting out.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, actually, those things that I'm always happy is about, and even though they take longer, they get the most views because I'm like, I think they like, this is stupid, but I think like the algorithm can like feel my excitement.
Right.
You know?
Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
And I got to keep it 100. I think that this is a good angle to have, like having less is more.
Right.
Or like, because I'll give you an example. Like, because I do another podcast with Jeremiah.
Right, I've seen it.
And we did a clip with Joel Jimenez. And yeah. we're talking about his girth down there.
Right, right.
And there was no thought in it. It was just a silly moment. We didn't plan it or anything.
Right, right.
It's almost reaching 1 million views.
Wow.
And it's something that it was like,
got
like caught up with the algorithm and
right.
spread everywhere.
Because you're just having fun.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, I think the attitude to have is don't, there's some things you can't, it's good to plan, but
right.
there's something that is magical about just having fun and not really having expectations on
right.
anything you do.
Yeah.
So do you think that's a good attitude? Like less is more?
Yeah, I think, not having expectations. Like even with the special, when I was planning it for the year, I just was like, you know what? Like, I'm not having any expectations of like how it's going to advance my career. I was more just like, I'm really excited to like put my bits together and create this stage and have people see me that haven't seen me and film it. And
right.
that's what I was excited about. And I think it kind of showed because it's like it all just came together.
What's the name of your special?
Well, Prettiest Girl at the Learning Disabled School. Let me say it again because I fucked up.
Okay, say it clearly to the camera.
The name of the special is going to be Prettiest Girl at the Learning Disabled School. Because I was the prettiest girl at the LD school.
Then that's such a, it's so unique, the title. Like,
thank you.
Did you go through other titles? Like what made you land that?
I wanted to just call it, what did I want to call it? Okay, can I say that?
I don't know if you can.
All right, let's edit it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Let's edit it. Are you allowed? I don't. I mean, but back in the day, we used that word, but now
let's not say it.
It's fine.
Let's
cut
it.
Yeah, just timestamp that, and you're good here. Okay. You're good here. I was thinking maybe Tori's Glory.
Ooh.
You know,
Tori's Glory. Yeah.
Because when Jade was here, I gave her an idea, like a spade is a spade.
Yeah.
I go, you should name your special a Jade is a Jade.
Oh, and I love that.
She ended up using it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And she did what you did. She, like, put, like, a lot of effort in hers. Yeah. Like, she added, singing and music in hers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did something kind of like that on your own, like, yeah, you know, with the visuals and everything.
Right.
And so how do people watch this? When does it drop?
Well, I'm editing it now.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting into the premiere today, putting in multicam, which is a bitch.
How many cameras? Do you own your equipment?
No. My friend shot it for me.
So your friend's a videographer?
He's a cinematographer.
Okay.
And I got a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Vinny. If you need a cinematographer.
Shout him out.
If you need a cinematographer in New York, Vinny Rappa. Wait, I'm forgetting his last name. I'm not very good. But anyway, he's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he had like Alexa cameras and he set it all up for me. And then I also set up, so three cameras.
What location? Where'd you film it?
In Brooklyn.
There you go.
Yeah. And then
you're keeping it real, dude.
Sorry,
that's
I'm very
real.
Excited
that's
about
real. That's real.
The last camera.
Go ahead.
The last camera I had was a VHS camera.
Oh, to make it vintage.
Because I wanted, because a lot of my jokes are about growing up going to school.
Oh, that's interesting.
So when I do like edits for TikTok, I'll have some of that footage. So I wanted to feel different than just like, here's my 20-minute Netflix or Comedy Central 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, when you filmed it, how did you promote it? Did you plug it on your Instagram?
Yeah, I plugged it on my Instagram, and then the club plugged it as well.
Okay.
And I had two shows.
Okay. Which club? I want to give
it was at Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Okay. And then
in Williamsburg.
And they supported it.
Yeah, they supported it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, I picked out an outfit. Mm-hmm. I did have like a week of horrible anxiety beforehand.
Oh, rightfully so though.
Yeah.
Because when you say your special is kind of like your album.
It was my wedding day. It was truly, and my boyfriend was freaking out. He was actually like really nervous. He was more nervous than me.
He felt your energy, right?
What?
Let's not forget how fabulous your hair looks.
Thank you. Oh, you see it on the special.
Well, no. Well, I said I was going to bring it up, but right? Because we complimented your hair. I didn't want to forget about it.
Okay, yeah. The hair was at the special.
Oh, so the hair
this
is on the special.
Hair, yeah.
Tell us about, let's not, I don't want to neglect it. So
the hair is the special.
How did you come up with that style?
How did I come up with that? Mm-hmm. Well, I came out of my mother's womb.
No, but like the...
Okay, so actually my hair has had a journey.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I think this is a PSA for all the people that had hated their hair growing up.
Because,
you know, when I was younger, I didn't know like what products to use.
How do you know?
I didn't know. And then in high school, I had really short hair, like this short, and people called me pubic head.
I'm sorry.
People called me pubic
head. Edit that out too.
No, it's fine. Keep the pubic head in there.
Okay,
don't edit it out.
Okay,
people used to call me pubic head in high school.
That's fine.
It was horrible. I still had a boyfriend. I don't know what that says about my blowjob skills. But anyway, so yeah, I had short hair. And people would be like, I can't see like the teacher because your hair is so big. Because it was really frizzy. Like, I didn't know what to do with it.
And is it naturally curly?
Yeah, it's naturally.
There you go.
But then I started to find like the right products and learn like what works with my hair.
Right.
Because when you have curly hair, it is what you need. You need to leave the conditioner in.
What kind though? Paul Mitchell? Is Paul Mitchell still around?
I'm dating myself. No,
I'm
use a combination. I use Diva Curl and then I use Curly World.
And where can you get these products?
Curly World, you can get it on their website, Curly World. Diva Curl, you can get it, I think, at like CVS. It's anywhere.
So you go to Target?
Target.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pretty affordable.
It's expensive.
It's on the higher end,
$14 for a bottle.
Now how long does it take to grow out the length itself?
So remember, I had it short
mm-hmm.
when I was 16. That was the pubic head phase.
Okay.
Now before that, I actually had it long, but I chemically straightened it because I wanted to be like all the other girls.
Oh, no. So you felt self-conscious?
So self-conscious.
Oh, no.
So I would get it. It was called Japanese straighten back then. And I was pinned straight all the way.
Take it easy on the Asians, though.
No, I wanted to be you. I wanted your hair.
Like a Japanese haircut.
Exactly. I wanted this straight hair.
So you had a lot of Japanese girls in your class?
No.
Was it something you watched or something Japanese?
No, it was just the thing you did back then. If you wanted straight hair, you would go get Japanese straightened. That's what it was called. What? Oh, it's still called that.
So say that again. I had never heard of this term.
Japanese straightened. And it would take like
straight
six.
End?
I'm dyslexic. Well, I wouldn't use my wording.
Straighten.
Yeah.
Japanese straighten. You said it right.
And it would take like 6 hours. Okay. And it was really expensive. And so it would make your hair straight. But then obviously when the roots grew in, it wasn't straight. So at one point my roots were here, curly. Okay. And then it was pin straight.
Oh.
It didn't look good. So then I decided I can't afford this. So I'm like, I'm just going to grow it curly. But I had to get rid of the straight hair. Yeah. So when the curls came to down here and it was pinned straight, that's when I chopped it off. That's when I became pubic hair.
Oh, that's why, because it was you couldn't deal with it.
I transitioned into pubic
hair. Right. Now, like, so it took you your whole life to grow that length.
Yeah.
Like, how long would it take me to grow that length?
Probably not that long. You have straight hair. Because also, you know curly hair? Curly hair? If I pull this down, it's longer than it is. Like, look, it's longer.
Now, would I look good with your exact same haircut? Like,
no. I'm going to be honest.
Thanks for your honesty.
Okay. I don't think it would be good.
Okay. That's fair enough.
You have nice hair.
Thank you. I'm trying to grow this out, too, back here.
Yeah. You have nice hair, but I don't think you need
Okay,
my
that's
hair.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry. I had to bring up the hair because we both complimented it when you came
in. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Here's a dilemma I'm having. Maybe you can help me with.
Okay.
So with my hair, I get a lot of compliments.
Yeah, we just complimented
you. Now people come up to me and they go, oh, you probably hear this all the time. You have the most beautiful hair. And see, the thing in me is because I'm always like hard on myself. I don't want to take the compliment and be like, you're right. I do have nice hair. I always do this thing where I go, oh, no. I always do this thing where I'm like, well, it's because I washed it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have to, like, give it an excuse.
Yeah.
Do you think girls with big boobs feel that way?
Take it easy. Think about what you're about to ask me, okay? This is going on YouTube, okay? Just think about it first. Go ahead. Now then, think a little bit. Now ask me. Think about it.
Do you think?
Really think about what you're about to ask me, okay? Because we're on YouTube right now.
Do you think? Maybe I'll skip that.
Okay. No. Stick to your initial. I don't want you to deviate from that.
No, I'm just saying.
But make it appropriate.
Okay, here's the thing. If a girl has like really nice boobs, which I lack because I have really small boobs. If a guy says, or whoever, their partner says to them, oh my God, you have amazing boobs. You think they say, oh, well, they're just nice today. Or you think they take the compliment.
Well, that depends on the guy, because a lot of guys are butt guys.
No, if the girl is getting a compliment on her nice boobs, does she take that compliment or does she make some excuse of why her boobs look good that day?
If I would just take the compliment.
Right, but I don't know how to take the hair compliment. I feel like I'm like a bitch.
You could just say thank you.
I can't, it doesn't come naturally.
There's something else going on. Why?
Do you think it's a girl thing?
Well, you know, because you guys, there's a lot of pressure, you know, to keep up with this, you know, the whole thing, you know.
I should just say
the beauty industry is like probably the most profitable industry, right? Like hair, eyeshadow.
I should just say thank
blush.
You.
Yeah.
I just thank you.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playandmcd.com for full details and amoe.playandmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I'm practicing.
Yeah. Now, how do y'all even keep up with, like, the makeup trends and how much?
I don't do that.
So you don't put emphasis on that?
I just put a little lip gloss, little lipstick.
Foundation?
Mascara. I'll put foundation. Very minimal.
Yeah, minimal.
I don't do cat eye. I don't look good with cat eye.
What is that?
Like when you... It goes like
that. Oh, I've seen...
It's sexy.
I've seen commercials like Maybelline. Yeah. The new cat eye. Marker or something.
You're like, it's easy. It's not easy. Cat eye has ever been
so
easy.
So when do y'all start doing that? Like, are aware of like, oh, that's what we all have to do to make ourselves look...
13.
That really?
It's that young.
They hit you that young?
At one point I had the cat eye and the pubic hair. I did not look good.
Oh, so that was a rough time for you. No, let me ask you this.
And I was at the disabled school. It was a really rough time.
Now, did that push you to do comedy?
Yes.
I knew it.
All these things, people call me pubic head, not being able to read.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, well, might as well.
But you got a special off.
Exactly.
I got a special. Okay, let's go back to your special now.
Okay.
So, when is it like officially, and when is it going to be out officially, and are you going to like promote it or try to get it picked up by a bigger network? How does that work?
Well, I think I might try to sell it to like a small streaming service, but if not, I'm just going to self-release it on YouTube.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah.
Oh, so they offer that? Like a YouTube premium type thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you just submit it to them and...
Yeah, no, you just post it online.
Oh, you just do it and then you monetize off your own?
Yeah, you monetize, right.
Okay, then, so if that's the case, then let's plug your YouTube channel real quick.
Right, okay, plug your YouTube channel. So my YouTube channel is just my name, Tori Piskin.
Spell it out slow.
T-O-R-I-P-I-S-K-I-N. That's where I think it's going to live. And so, on my Instagram, which is the same.
No.
T-O-R-I-P-I-S-K-I-N.
And while you're there, subscribe.
Subscribe.
And look at, do you have sketches on there?
Oh, I have lots of sketches
on
there.
So check it out,
lots
dude.
Of sketches. Check out her all sketches. The character videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... Are you going to release hard copies like DVDs?
Oh, my God.
Or,
should
or
I?
Like a record. Like the what Jeremiah put out a record.
I
you know,
should
like
do
the old
CDs.
Comedians. Like, you know,
yeah.
They used to do that.
Maybe to for
the Steve
video.
Martins. You
yeah,
know?
I should put it on a CD and like hand it out in L.A.
Or
vinyl, dude. Vinyl?
Lives forever.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, it's a little bit more pricier.
But I'm saying to go with like the 2000 theme.
Oh,
you know?
Right. Oh, okay. Then maybe CDs.
Right.
Not only that. Yeah, once you release that, that's merch for you.
Right.
Because it's gonna pick up steam, and then now when you do your road gigs,
right.
You could, you know, you have merch. Right.
Right. The CD. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just right.
I mean, if they still have DVD players, that's the only thing though. But I guess they don't need it. It's more just like a visual fun thing to have.
Yeah.
They're not actually gonna watch it on a DVD.
Or you could do this just because I'm thinking about merchandising. Have like a artist do like a cool. Like a B-sides album cover, and then you could sign them with the Sharpie. Mm. They could possibly frame them like this, you know,
right.
Like something like that, where it's a kind of like a limited edition. Tori Piskin, this is for her special, her first
I like
special,
that. Yeah,
you know, something like that,
yeah.
Like limited edition sticker pack, right? Something like that,
right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's sexy.
Yeah. And so, so you feel good about? I mean, I feel like you feel good about it.
I got the footage like 4 days after I shot it because I'm editing it and I was really nervous to look at it because I was like not looking at it. But then I looked at it and I was so happy.
That says a lot.
Yeah, I was really happy.
Because a lot of artists, they're their worst critic.
Oh, I was. Yeah, it was bad. So. I was the first time I watched it. I was like this. I was like, I need to. And then at one point I was like, I'll put it in the sequence. But then I just started playing and I was like, and then I heard
you
the
were
laughs.
Really cringing like that?
I was so nervous.
Oh my.
I couldn't like fully look because here's the thing. I didn't want to be disappointed in my performance. There was just so many opportunities in my head to be disappointed about and none of that happened.
Did you rehearse it before you went on stage? How does that work?
Well, you know, like I said, a lot of the jokes I had for
so
like 6 years.
They're like this.
But not really because... I changed the format. I added a lot of new jokes to like kind of have an arc of what, you know, like this, like the special. I practice it. Yeah. But I would do shows before like every night, like up until basically
like at mics and stuff.
Yeah. Shows. And then a few shows I got to actually run like the full
set.
Amount of time. Yeah.
So that's like a headline.
I didn't run the whole set with like the lights and everything. I just ran like what I was going to say.
Right. Right.
But, yeah, so.
Have your parents heard it yet?
Oh, they came to see me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were nervous about that?
Well, I sat them in the way back.
Yeah.
And they hadn't seen me in a few years. The last time they saw me, I bombed really bad.
Wait, you bombed?
Yeah, it was really bad. I bombed.
How bad was it?
It was just
It wasn't crickets, was it?
No, it was just like a room full of, it was a huge room and there wasn't that many people.
No, how did you feel? And is it an energy you feel?
Yeah, when I get nervous, I went like this. I get, my mouth gets dry. Oh. And my mom, after the show, the special, she was like, oh my God, you were amazing. And then she was like, you didn't do any of that. I get nervous.
But it seems like you rolled with the punches because you kind of went... You kind of trudged through that to get to where you're at now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because bombing is...
Yeah, my mom said to me, she goes, you know, I was going to be honest. When we saw you a few years ago, when you bombed. I'm going to be honest, you bombed. But tonight, you will restore. And my mom's very critical.
She's very honest?
Very honest.
She's honest.
She told me, she goes, listen, tonight, me and your father were like, if it doesn't go well, we're going to have to sit you down and say this comedy thing isn't for you.
What? They're that real with you?
Yeah.
Well, can I give your mom and dad a shout out?
Yeah, Lauren.
So shout out to
Lauren and Jay Piskin, the dentist.
Lauren, shout out to Lauren and Jay Piskin. And can I send a message to your father right now?
Sure, the dentist. He, by the way,
where is his practice at?
So it's in Floral Park, Queens.
Okay.
And by the way, he has I gotta say, not because he's my dad, he's got amazing Google reviews.
Okay, so Jay Piskin.
Jay Piskin.
So this is to my main man Jay. I have a phobia of the dentist, but because I've seen old videos on your Instagram, he seems like a nice man.
He's fun. You ever see like a funny dentist?
No, I'm saying like there's videos of you back in the day of like when you were a kid and yeah. like I could tell he's a good dude.
He's a good guy.
He was a good dad.
He's a good guy.
You could tell. Yeah. And so like I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, because I haven't been to the dentist in a long time. Like, I'm missing a lot of teeth. So can you give him a little backstory? Like, if I were to make it...
Are you going to fly to Queens?
I mean, if he's that good. Is he that good at nurturing with the teeth?
Yeah, yes.
No, will he judge me because of...
He's Jay, not going to judge.
I'm going to let him know. Mr. Piskin, this is what you're dealing with, doc.
He's not going to judge. He will tell you the truth.
About my gum? Like,
about what's going to have to be done.
What if I have gum disease?
You might. I want to be honest. You might have gum disease.
Because of this?
Yep.
So what if they have to take out my jaw?
Your jaw?
Yeah.
They're not going to take out your jaw.
So what if it's so bad they have to this take out? What are those dentures?
You won't have dentures. There's a lot of other things you can do. You can get veneers. You can do this. I learned a lot about it when I went home.
So what are the differences between veneers and dentures?
A denture is a full thing you put in. And a veneer is actually behind... in front of your other tooth. See, these two are veneers.
Dude, look at these perfect teeth, dude.
These two are
That's what you get when your dad's a dentist, these man.
I hopefully brush my teeth this morning.
Dude, how do you get your teeth like that?
You gotta go to Dr. J.
Okay, do you floss? Like, does he have Jedi dental floss? Like
just regular dental floss.
Okay, what tooth? Like, before we go, because we're already, we made an hour. This is my personal question. What's the best toothpaste I could do to fix this?
You gotta stop using that and go to a dentist. Dude, you have to get your teeth cleaned.
Dude, if he smelled my breath, he'd kick me out of his office.
I swear.
No, he would be like, oh, Mr. Lee.
Teeth don't look that bad, by the way.
No,
I'm serious.
You're just being nice.
I'm 100%
real.
But
you don't know the poo. Like, there's a poo.
Odor.
You don't smell the poo.
Because you gotta cut that out. It's
so,
enough.
Okay, so
I came to do your podcast, but also an intervention. My dad's outside right now.
Yeah,
he's got the chair waiting, and the hygienist is going to put that.
So, Mr. Piskin, has he dealt with people that do this?
Yes, he has,
and he's told you about it.
Yes,
personally, he's like, "Oh my God,
there was this guy. I helped him out. He said he was nervous." Here's the thing. My dad has had a lot of. My dad said dentistry is actually a lot more. Like being someone's therapist, because a lot of people are like you. They're really nervous.
I don't like the smell of the office. I don't like
he has a nice smell.
I don't like the way the room is so immaculately clean. I don't like the way the Arrowhead bottled water thing. It's just perfect. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, this,
yeah.
You just need to fly there. That could be the first.
Yeah.
Thing.
What will it take for him to fly to my apartment? I mean,
he hasn't even come to see me in LA. I mean, I don't know.
Ask him this.
Money, to be honest.
Ask him this. I have a little Korean friend. Poo breath has been doing chewing tobacco for decades.
Yeah.
He's missing about 5 teeth.
Okay.
They fell out.
He's going to be upset with you.
He's afraid to go into the the office, yeah. in any dentist's office.
What advice would he give you?
No, how much will it cost for you to fly to his apartment to bring his stuff here? Like, because I had a guy come here to give me a tattoo. He brought his whole kit. How much?
I mean, it's going
to
be a lot.
How much would it take Mr. Piskin to come here?
Probably a lot, but you might have to.
What's a lot? Are we talking five?
50 grand, maybe.
Wait, 15 or 50?
50.
50K?
No, maybe. I don't know.
No, you said 50K, dude.
Well, I want my dad to make money. What do you want from me?
So that's going to, because you hold the flight, and that's going to be the hotel.
Some mouths can cost $30,000.
What?
I don't think yours is.
Don't say that just to be nice.
But you got to go to a dentist.
This is
real talk here. Getting mad.
Don't think we're podcasting. This is just real talk now, dude. I might we might edit this part out.
I don't know how much. But it's going to be a lot.
What can you, 10 to 12K? Do you think he'd do it for that?
I don't think he would do it. But I think you can find a dentist here. I actually know a dentist here.
But as good as Mr. Piskin?
Yes, she was very good. She was a nice.
Dude, this is your pops. As good as your dad?
No, not as good.
Dude, I want your dad. Mr. Piskin, I'm willing to work with you, sir.
Yeah.
But I just
check out his Google reviews. All of his Google reviews. I'm promoting.
That's the third time you brought up this goddamn. Go ahead.
Okay.
Say his name again and look up the Google reviews. And we'll end it. Shout
Dr.
out,
Dr. Piskin. Look up the Google reviews.
Oh my god. Okay.
Now let me. Yeah.
Dr. Piskin.
Dr.
Piskin. Say the full name.
Dr. Piskin. Dr. J. Piskin.
Dr. J. Piskin.
Yeah. In Floral Park, Queens.
Are they gonna watch this?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Maybe I'll send it to them. I think they wouldn't like the fuckboy thing I said. They'd be upset with me.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
I'll send the video where it starts. You know how you can send it where it starts? Like a certain part.
Yeah, it's comedy.
Yeah.
He knows you're a comedian.
I talked about dicks and fuckboys on stage. My dad laughed at that. He likes crude humor.
Those are your bits.
Those are my bits.
Okay, so we made it. We made an hour.
We did it.
Good job. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's plug all your stuff you want to plug.
Okay. So, yeah, I have a special coming out. I don't have the exact date, probably in 2 months. So just follow me on all social media. It's just my name. It's Tori, T-O-R-I, Piskin, P-I-S-K-I-N, on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And check out my dad's reviews.
Are you missing something?
What else did I miss?
Plug your special again.
Oh, and my special will be on my YouTube channel, which is my name, Tori Piskin. And my special will be called Prettiest Girl at the Learning Disabled School. Mm-hmm. And yes, I really want you to check it out. I want you to hear the jokes. I think you'll relate to it or laugh. I think you'll be like watching like a sitcom kind of version of a stand-up.
And I had a visual, like, can I just
say to
you? Like, I had a visual when you said the title.
Yeah.
Like, what if you do like a poster, but it's kind of like a children's storybook, like in crayon or
good.
You know, like where, you know, like there's a school bus and then maybe with your bob cut.
Right,
you know?
Pubic head.
Yeah, the poopy head. And then you with your backpack.
Right.
The whole thing. And then there's this, like the school's in the background.
Right.
The bus is in the front of the school.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then even the title, have it like in crayon, like kind of like have it kind of like a child's storybook vibe to it.
Right.
Like that aesthetic. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
That's a pretty good idea,
yeah,
right?
It's a good idea.
Dude, congrats, dude.
Thank you again.
Work hard, but give yourself a break once in a while.
I did. I gave myself a break. Mental break.
Less is more sometimes.
Less is more.
Less
yeah.
is more
right.
sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That's what we learned
sometimes
tonight.
Less
we learned
is more
tonight.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah. I do just the bare minimum.
Okay.
It's hard for me just to get out of bed.
Really?
So, yeah. Like, I do my editing and I get all my stuff done, but, like, once I'm done, I'm done.
You're done.
I'm not doing extra reels or extra clips. Yeah, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And if like, let's say one of, like, my videos doesn't do good, I'll do maybe one extra story post and I'll leave it alone.
That's it. That's nice.
Because people, I think, could sense the desperate vibe.
Yes.
Like, they could sense, like, please watch it, please.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
If they really want to watch it, they'll watch it.
And
they'll find a way to watch it.
And if they don't, you always have other videos coming out.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Okay, so thanks. Part two, Tori Piskin. If you want to help support the podcast, the platform, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. We also have patreon.com Scissor Bros. I do another podcast with my buddy Jeremiah Watkins called Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go subscribe to that channel as well, okay? My website's down. Just bear with me, okay? I'm trying to figure it out. If you want to send any packages or whatever you want to do, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. The reason why I'm staring that way is because it's posted there, and sometimes I forget the details. Dude, that was awesome, dude.
That was
awesome.
Great.
Part
Thank
two,
again for
dude.
Having
yeah.
me.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.